Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph from the Rashi's. Lav Michlal the Tanakam is basically halfway down the page. The more is being medayik. Rabbi Eliezer Kfar says that they're arguing whether they're still arguing whether you're letting Michal Shabbos. So apparently the Tanakam holds Tanakam is Rabbi Eliezer Kfar. So that was what Rabbi Yosef's raya, that you can be mechal Shabbos, according to the Tanakham, you can be mechal Shabbos by a child which is nolan mohol, mechal Shabbos to do a tavas abris. The Morse is back, no. And the Morse answers back, in Kinder B'liezer, time of the Risham Yosef Shemin. Okay, im kein to Rashi. The Tana liyamine omer direkol ein mechalin. If you tell me the Tana kama holds ein mechalin, so Rabbi Yezar Kvar the also ifluge. Remember the lav direkol who saying it's not true. Not everybody agrees ein mechalin. Why? The hal beishama mechalin. Beishama says disagrees and he says you are mechalin. So my rabusa ashminin is what's his purpose to tell me? The beishama pligi bo. The beishama says. Yar Mechalo, a Beisham and Baka Metzilo, and a Mishnah. In general, we find the Beisham and Baka Metzilo, it's not, we don't pass on Beisham, right? And a Mishnah, the Morris says, means we don't go out of our way to be Mashmiya, the sheet of Beisham, right? So that's the Morris. Morris, so again, Rabbi Yosef brought a riot, the Morris tried to, negate the raya by saying that it can mean something else. The Morris says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Then the Morris would come back and say, it does make sense. I mean, for the raya is not really significant.
I don't understand. We bring down Beis Shammai all the time, right? So why? I
don't generally, bring down Beis Shammai, usually there's in case somebody comes along and says that I have a shita which I haven't asserted that the din X. Yeah, that's Bishamai. Beis Shammai, we don't pass them like that. So it's important that what Beis Shammai holds, more the terrorists to know what we don't pass them like. It's along the lines of the Mishnah in Adios that says if the Yachid Ramalach is Karabim, why it's important to be to say whether she is Yachid. In case the person comes along and says, I have a Masar like the Yachid, you should know that that's a she is Yachid, we don't pass them like that. So Morris is back, no, Dilma Hachakamar really has the Tanakamar. That's the point of the Tanakamar is that you said, Dhammar Bashabas Dirakol, really as you, Tanakamar said, Bashabas Dirakol, Emechal, Uputai Bechol, Vasila in Terakla Hatif, Emeno Dam Riz. So that's where the Machlaikis is. No, Halas, that's not true. The Lechakubut of Rizet, they're not arguing about what the Halacha, you need Hatabas Dam Riz Bechol. Alvali Tzor. So where is the mechalikus? We know there's a masar, there's a mechalikus. The b'shabos to the pligi. Time of the b'sila osla shminin the mechal tzarach. Tzarach. Afugim et tanakam adomer b'sila loy tzarach. You don't need a tavas damkis. That's where he's coming to respond. Okay. So it means Rabbi Yosef's halacha is not conclusive. Maisa. We pass on that it doesn't need a tavas damris. It means we're saying that Beisilul Shita is that there's a tavas damris, which would be along the lines of what Leazar Kvar is saying. But on Shabbos, we don't do it. Omer Rabba Omer Ravasi. So just on the bottom where there's
Omer. How common is it?
I don't think it's so common. I've never met one. It's more like that. You can ask some Merlim and they'll tell you, you know, if when they've seen it. Excuse me. The gears on the side at the bottom adds an Omer Rabba. Omer Rabba, Omer Rabasi, back in the Gemara, by two dots, all the way towards the bottom. Kol she'ima tamei aleda, nimo l'shmerna. Kol she'ima tamei aleda, eino nimo l'shmerna. The halacha of tumah and the halacha of being getting the meal on the eighth day go together. Shenemar, Ishaki Sazri of Yodosakhur, but Tomashi Vasimim. And then the next Pasuk is the Yamashmini Yimal Basarla. So the Pasuk in the beginning of Tasriya says that the woman is Tomei, and then there's the din of Dumil and Eite.
When is the woman
Tomei? Well, the two examples the Moor is going to deal with is a woman who has a cesarean.
They're not Tomei?
They're not Tomei later, unless they bleed. But later is Tomei even without bleeding, just the process of giving. If a woman would not bleed at all, she'd still be Tomei. The later causes tumor. That's not true by a woman who is a has a cesarean. Yeah, another example is a woman who is megayeris. She gave birth as a non-Jew, and then she's megayeris together with her child on day two after the child is born. So that child is not nimel lishma. Amalei Abayis. Abayis is back to Rabba. The name of Abayis is back to Rabba. Darsh Rishonim Yechichu. What about, one second? I should bring a ride from Darsh Rishonim. She'ei Nima Tumeya later. When Nima Lashmarna. There was no din of Tumba before Matan Torah. But there was a lach of, the Pasuk says clearly, there was a lach of giving, that a child was born, you do the meal on the 8th day. So when Yaakov Avinu did Mila on Reuven, Leah wasn't to Mayor later, but he did a Mila on the 8th day. Amalei, that's true. But in the Torah, when he's Chach Halacha, that was true before Matan Torah. But now the Torah is given, it said over here that the din of Nimel Shmoyno depends on Tzumas later. Mar says, Any, is that true? Well, Itmar, we learned in a Braisa, Yerzi Doifin, Yitzhavit is a woman who had a cesarean. It came out through the abdominal wall as opposed to being born naturally. Number one, Yesh L'Shtei Orlus, the Bryce discusses also a person who has would have two layers of Orla, two Orlus, one on top of the other. So Rav Huna, Rav Chia, Bar Rav, the Mechlekes, the two of them have Mechlekes. Chadomer Mechalin, Olobas HaShabbos. Chadomer Ein Mechalin, Olobas HaShabbos. Ein Mechalin. One says, you're not Mechalin. So Mar says, Ad Kan Lo Pligi, Olobas HaShabbos. The Mechlekes, it's regards to Chilu Shabbos. Avol is indicate Lishmoyna Vari Mehalina Lay. We do Mila on the 8th day by Yetzidayf, which is what we pass him, by the way. So Rabbi said back, no, Hoba Hotalia. If you tell me there's a din of Mila on the 8th day, so then it's Mechal. There's a din of Chilul Shabbos. If there's no din of the 8th day, there's no din of Chilul Shabbos. And that exactly is the Mechloikas. So Rabbi, the name of Rabbi, is going with the opinion that there's no din of Shmoyna. Let's see Rashi. Six lines on the bottom. Kol she'eni matzmeya later. Five lines on the bottom. Kol she'eni matzmeya later. Again, yetsa daifin. The child came out through the abdominal wall. It's a cesarean. V'nachra she'yolda, or a non-Jewish woman, she gave birth. L'machra niskaya. The next day, she went became a gyaris. Say benom mamtin ad shmarne. Elanim omiyah. There's no lacha waiting to 8th day. You can do meal right away. There is rishanim. Me'avrama ad matan tara. She didn't know meal. They had meal already. V'lo nagu tuma. There's no lacha of tuma yet. And they did meal on the 8th day. So he said, no, nit the term is chach halacha, the misha and ima tamei later, nimol the beches, v'lo yachin. Excuse me, misha ima tamei later, nimol the beches, v'lo yachin. Only woman who has tumor has a din of meal on the 8th day. It's a different shenik ras ima, that they had to cut the mother open to take out the child. Shtei orlis, shnei oris, zeh al-gav zeh. Shtei oris means two layers. V'armi lo, some people say, means shnei gidim, that the child had two. He had two organs, and each one, so that's, you know, quite an anomaly. I will show him about him, Helena. Baba got the Yitzhakin, and it's my lady. The Yitzhakin that does not have a tumor. And you see it every whole the 8th day. The Moor says, no. How about Taya? The Chilo Shabbos told him, Mila Bilches. The two go together. The Mi should Nimor Lilches, if it is a loch of Mila on the 8th day, Derech Shabbos. It means she ain't Nimor Lilches, ain't no Derech Shabbos. The place where Torah wrote Mila's Derech Shabbos was by a case that child gets a meal on the 8th day. Okay. No. Kitanoi. Samora wants to say this machlok is over here, whether we say this idea that Rashi said that the din tuma, the din nima l'ches depends on the tuma, is a machlok is tonight. It's a long brisa. Okay. The pasuk mentions the parsha Lech Lecha that talks about a person when he does mila on his children, also has to mila on his avodim, and he has to do mila on the children which are born to his shifcha kanan. If his shifcha kanan, his child is born, so you have to do mila on that. The pasuk uses the lashon of yali beischa umiknas kaspecha, one which was born in your home, or one was that you purchased the child. So either way, there's a lacha of mila. But the Rosh says, "Yesh yelid bayis shenimol le'echot, yesh yelid bayis shenimol l'shma." There's a case where a child is born to the shifcha, and the mila is done. You have to wait to the eighth day. Sometimes the child, the mila is done right away. You don't have to wait to the eighth day. Yesh miknas kesef shenimol l'shma. And the same thing when it comes to Miktas Kesef, a child which is purchased, there's a time, the situation where it's day one or day eight. Ketzad. So how does this, let's explain the cases. Lokach Shifcha Muberes, a person purchased a Shifcha Muberes. Vahakach Yolda, and then the Shifcha gave birth to the child. So zehu miknas kasef hanimul l'shmoina. So since the child gave birth when the mother's already shifcha kananis, which is a semi giyaris, she has her full status of whatever level of kedusha she's going to have, she has it already. And the child is then born. That child is born. The child was born in your home. So he's a miknas kasef because you bought him as an ober. But he's born with the kedusha, so you wait the eighth day. Let's say lokach shifcha v'yold v'lo de'ima, the mother given birth already and bought the shifcha with the child and it's a newborn. So we make this kesef shenim b'le'achot. There's no halacha since the child was not born in that state. So there's no halacha of waiting to the eighth day. How is that ketzah? Lokach shifcha v'nisabra etzlo. A person purchased a shifcha. The woman became pregnant while she's by him. V'yolda zel yelid bayis hanimol l'shmoina. That's the case of yelid bayis, which is gets a mila on the eighth day. Now it didn't tell us yet how a yelid bayis is nimol l'echad. Rav Choma Omar. Yolda v'chakach hitvila. The law is that you can purchase a shifcha. Normally, a person has up to a year to do the process of the get. We do what it's like. It's a form of a geiris l'shem abdus. The morning you must tell us about exactly how you do that. Make sure that the geiris is the same abdus, but it's a geiris process because you're taking a person who's not Jewish and making them into the status of a shifcha kananis or an eved kanani. Eved kanani, shifcha kananis are chayv mitzvahs. The chayv in all those assays, the chayv in all assays, which a woman is chayv and they're chayv. So by a man that limits his chiyuvim, but by a woman she's basically equal in her chiyuvim as any woman, any Jewish woman. So you have to go through the geiris process. So the purchase, a person they sell the person purchases the shifcha. The moment of the geir, the becoming the shifcha kanan is the Jewish process needs a tefila. It's not at the moment of kinyan; it's a moment of tefila. You know, the Morris says over there that you normally have to go through the process. You can't keep the woman. It's easier in a certain sense to keep this woman without being chayv and mitzvahs, etc. You know, you can have this. She's not Shabbos goy, right? You know, but the law is you have up to a year to get put her through the process, and after a year you don't put the process, you're supposed to get rid of her. Can't keep them in the family like that. With some exceptions, we'll see later on in the Gemara a little bit. So, Rechama said Yolda b'chakach tefila. So even though the woman was nisabra etzla and gave birth over there. But if the tefillah only took place after the leida, zo yelid bayis shenimul le'echot. He tvila b'chakach yolda, zo yelidba yishenu hanim olashmoyna. Okay, so now, so that's Rebbe Chama. But the Moshe B'tana Kama lo yishani lei bein hitvila b'chakach yolda, bein yolda b'chakach hitvila, v'alva gab de'eni motimei aleda, nim olashmoyna. So, in the case it was Nisabra Atzloy and gave birth there, so it's a Yelid Bayis, he was born there. Tanakhama does not differentiate whether when the Tvila was. I mean, even if the Tvila was done after the child was born, but it was done before the eighth day, that child was Nimel Shmoina. The mother wasn't Tumea later. So here you see that the Din Tumas later is not, according to Tanakhama, is not necessary to have a Din of Nimel Shmoina. And the more is understanding, and according to Chama, the reason why he needs a tefillah beforehand to have a din of nimel shmona is because you need even to be tamei aleid. That's the more is understanding. That's the machlokes between Chama and the Tanakhama is in this point. So Rav Asi's halacha is machlokes tanoi. Okay, so that's the point the more wants to bring from the Braisa. Now, meanwhile, the more wants to understand the Braisa. Now we'll do a little more Gemara, and we'll leave the Rashi's for tomorrow. According to Rav Chama, we have all four cases. Okay. Yolda b'chakach yitvila, zu yilid b'ayis shenim aleichot. It was nisabra etzloi and gave birth, but the moment did not have tvila yet, so it's nim aleichot. Yitvila b'chakach yolda, zu yilid b'ayis shenim aleiches. If Nisabra Etzloi, so it's Yilid Bayis, and the Tefillah was before the Leda, so then it's Nimel Ches, because Kesev Nimel Shmoyna, Kigon Shalocha Shivcha Muberis, Vitvila, Bahakach Yolda. And there's Kesev Nimel Yachud, Kigon Shalocha Zeh Shivcha Vzeh Ubra. Rashi says, you could have said the case we had before, you bought it after the child was born. But you have a case where you could have a case where it was bought when the child was Muberis, when two different people bought the pregnant woman. One bought the child and one bought the mother. So the child in that situation is you just the mikdash kesef was just on the child, not on the mother. So then it's only nimel it's nimel liyachon. Okay, so more so all of those. According to Reb Chama, makes sense. El Tanakama, Bishlam Akula Mishkachos Lahu. El Yilid Bayis Shenim Aleichot Hechem Mishkachos Lahu. So, what's the case of according to Tanakama of Yilid Bayis which is Nim Aleichot? Because they say, even if it wasn't, even the only chiyuv later, once you go through the Mila, the Geirus process, the only chiyuv Mila once you go through the Geirus process. So there had to be a tefillah at some point in time, and they hold even if the mother wasn't tovel before the birth, but it was tovel after the birth. It's a Yilid Bayis in Nimel Ches. So where's the case of Nimel Yechot? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Belekech Shivcha LeUbra, that the person purchased the woman, not to purchase the woman, but only to own the child, the fetus. So the person is saying, I'm only purchasing this woman to get an ownership in the fetus. So he doesn't own the mother. So in that situation, it's Yilid Bayis. So he purchased the woman
right.
So what was the case though?
That's kind of like using a woman to have a baby.
So there was a Jew owned her already. And he bought her from the Jew. I don't get the case. Why is it called Yilid Bayis? We bought her, she's Muberis already. So why is it called Yilid Bayis? Why is it called Miknas Kesef? Okay, I'm not sure about that. So that's the case. Okay, Shivcha Lubru. Yilid Bayis, normally we understand before, the difference in Yilid Bayis is a case where it's Nisabra Etzloi. So it's a child which is born in your home. Because Mikdash Kesed, also we had a case before, you bought the mother before Muberis, it's called the Mikdash Kesed. It gave birth in your house. Well, that's the same. The Morse is before Lakuch Shifu Muberis, and then Yolda, that's Mikdash Kesed. Right? Which is the name of the Shemoyah, because it was born in the situation of Kedusha in the house. Lakuch Shifu Vladimah, that's Mikdash Kesed, which is the name of the Yachid. But if you're buying a Shifu Muberis, it's called Mikdash Kesed. Why is it called over here Yilid Bayis? Okay. Some more says this machlokes should be told in the machlokes of Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf Dami or not. Let's hold it here. And we'll pick the